Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. So I'm here live today with Heidi Bergeron. Heidi is the Employee Relations Manager at IDEX Laboratories in Westbrook, Maine. Heidi has been with IDEX for 8 years and has been in the HR profession for over 15 years. She's a Senior Professional in Human Resources, or SPHR, and has worked for both nonprofit and for-profit companies. Heidi, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, David.
Great. Well, first of all, if you could do this, if you could kind of tell me about IDEX and what it's all about, and then maybe how the HR is structured over there, because that would certainly help set the frame.
Okay. Well, IDEX is a leader in pet healthcare innovation, and we have many different lines of business at IDEX. We mostly cater to veterinarians and their practices. So we supply them with diagnostic tests and software technology to help their practices. We also work in the livestock and poultry areas, as well as we provide testing for water and milk.
Great. Well, they're a big employer here in Southern Maine and certainly a great organization. They've done certainly well over the last 3-4 years.
Yes.
Tell me about the HR structure there.
Okay. Well, the way that HR is structured at IDEX is we have our HR business partners, and they cater to our various lines of business, and they help managers and employees with all types of HR matters. And we also have our centers of excellence. Centers of excellence in HR include things like comp and benefits, recruiting, training, employee and business communications, and also employee relations. So employee relations falls under that center of excellence model at IDEX.
Define to me what employee relations are for somebody out there that's saying to themselves, what exactly is that?
Yeah. Employee relations is actually, it's very broad. It covers a lot of different aspects of HR. And so what we tend to deal with are things that are more complex as far as employee issues go. So the HR business partners are out on the field. They're, you know, on the front lines dealing with HR matters every day. But at times, some, you know, more complicated stuff arises. And so they call employee relations to kind of help us guide them through some of the more complex situations.
Could you give me an example of one or two type complex situations so that somebody could have something tangible?
Yeah. Well, a lot of what we deal with are things like sexual harassment claims, hostile work environment, discrimination claims, retaliation, safety and security concerns. So a lot of that, you know, maybe higher risk types of issues that HR gets involved with.
So from an employee relations point of view, you're almost like risk managers.
We are. Yeah, that's definitely one aspect of employee relations, is we certainly do try to mitigate risk for the company, but we also try to do some proactive things that help our HR business partner staff, as well as managers and employees, to kind of handle some more of the employee issues themselves when possible, so they don't escalate into the more serious concerns that we deal with.
You know, a lot of employers here in Maine are certainly not as large as IDEX and may have an HR professional or may have an accounting professional who's handling the HR role.
Yeah.
What kind of experience could you tell them to need, that they might need to handle these types of situations? Is an SPHR necessary? Is a PHR necessary? What exactly are some of the tools that they could use or go and find to help them?
Okay, as far as employee relations
employee
goes?
Employee relations, yes.
Yeah. I think certainly PHR and SPHR help, because even though employee relations is considered a specialty area, we really consult on all aspects of HR. So as far as my ER team goes, you know, we really need people who are strong HR generalists that serve the ER function, but we also need people who have in-depth knowledge of employment law, and also just a skill set that pertains to handling a real, you know, kind of sensitive employee issues. So someone who can remain very calm in situations, because a lot of times the things that we deal with are high emotion types of scenarios. And so when the ER staff member stays calm, then that helps de-escalate the other people in the room who might not be staying as calm. So there's certain skill sets that really are conducive to being an ER specialist.
When we're talking about the role that you play over at IDEX in the employer relations area, who are your main customers? Are they employees? Are they leadership? Who are exactly the main customers?
Yeah, I would say our main customers really are the HR business partners, because they're on the front lines, and then whenever things come up that they're not quite sure how to handle or they want some additional assistance on, then they elevate those situations to us.
Great. IDEX has certainly grown over the last several years, as we talked about in the beginning. How has HR and employee relations adapted to that growth and all the changes that have obviously occurred during that period of time?
Yeah. Well, one thing that's definitely constant at IDEX is change, just as probably with most companies these days. And we have experienced a large volume of growth in a fairly short period of time, really. So, you know, it definitely comes with its challenges. There definitely have been some growing pains, I would say. I think, you know, one of the things was our HR staff in the past, as far as the number of HR staff members, has had a hard time kind of keeping up with that growth at times. But I would say at this point, we are pretty much close to fully staffed, and we have added to our staff quite a bit in the last year or so. So that's really helped us to be able to handle a lot of the change and continue to work on things that will continue to make the company successful.
It's my understanding that IDEX rolled out its first global employee engagement survey in 2011. First of all, what is a global employee engagement survey? Boy, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah. Well, what that means is we rolled out an anonymous survey. So people would take this survey without being identified as far as who was answering the questions. And we did do it globally. So every location that IDEX is in across the world, employees were offered this survey, and we got very good participation. And so what it is it asked a lot of questions about the workplace, our culture, and, you know, things that they might like about IDEX, things that they think, you know, need to be improved upon. And so we got all of that information gathered, and we used an outside vendor to help us, just to, you know, make sure that, you know, from the confidentiality aspect, people felt comfortable answering the questions. And it really was pretty much a big eye-opener for a lot of our managers as far as some of the responses go.
Was there any difference made? I mean, you know, it's a year since the survey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that always happens when employees take surveys, they go, what will really change?
Right.
So, you know, tell me about that and the dialogue that happened and maybe where it went.
Yeah, okay. Well, we do plan to offer the survey on an annual basis, so we're actually less than 2 months away from rolling it out again. But in the meantime, as far as the information that was gathered, it was conveyed to all the managers, and then managers would look at the themes or the trends that, you know, came out of the data, and managers would come up with their own action plans to figure out how to address some of the key issues that were raised in their areas. They also had employee meetings, so they were able to talk about kind of general overall concerns that have might have come out of the survey and see if people wanted to participate, you know, in a group discussion about those. But really, I think it's the action plans as far as really kind of pinpointing what they needed to do to improve their environment, as well as continue to work on the positive things that came out of the survey, because there was a lot of positive things as well. So kind of remind managers to keep up the positive stuff and don't just focus on what needs to be improved. There needs to be a balance.
Employee engagement surveys, or any employee surveys that are done, can have an interesting effect on morale. Mm-hmm. Did you see that as an impact that was made from it, and, you know, how did that affect the overall employee population?
Yeah, I think from, you know, the percentage of people who responded to the survey, I think people felt glad that they were offered the opportunity to speak up and voice, you know, any concerns they might have, as well as voice the things that they do like about IDEX. You know, one thing that employee relations and HR in general noticed is that people feel more empowered now to speak up. And, you know, so we've actually gotten an increase in employee relations cases, I think, because of that, which is actually a good thing. We look at that as a very positive thing, because people feel more comfortable letting us know of any concerns they might have that we can work on.
Speaking globally, do you think that any size company should do employee surveys?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, certainly there's a benefit to a small company as well as a mid-size or large company. I think just any time that you're able to get feedback from your employees and do it in a way where they feel safe and comfortable giving their feedback, I think is always a positive thing.
And certainly it also determines how the management responds to it. Will also, you know, whether you get continued participation later on.
Right.
And so I think that it's how it's delivered and how the process has gone through and so forth that makes it really key to having this be a success.
Exactly. I think, you know, it was a change management experience for managers, because sometimes, you know, if managers don't get that type of feedback on a regular basis, it was kind of like, whoa, you know. I mean, some managers can get a little defensive when they first see the feedback.
Sure, they may be a little scared of what might come out of the survey.
Exactly. But once they kind of get over that initial reaction, then they realize that this is now an opportunity for them to be more successful as well as help their employees be more successful.
Employee relations is one part of a big HR department's strategic plan. Tell me how that fits within the organization.
Okay. Well, we did just last year actually come up with our first formal HR strategic plan, and we actually did more work on it this year, and so now it's a 5-year strategic plan. And I think it's so critical because it really had us look at, you know, what are the key goals of the company and how can HR help support those goals. So it really is kind of a great roadmap for us to have. It keeps us on task. It keeps all of the things that are in the strategic plan kind of front and center, so that when we're trying to figure out what projects or what initiatives to work on, we can always refer back to the strategic plan and make sure that we're lined up with it.
Was everyone in the HR department part of the strategic plan, or was it only at the senior level?
No, we did involve many HR staff members. There was a team, you know, initially that was formed to kind of come up with the foundation of it. And then we did do focus groups, and, you know, we got a lot of feedback from, you know, all areas of HR to get input on what should be the key issues that we need to focus on.
Do you know if that strategic plan is aligned with the total company's strategic planning process?
It is. We definitely got feedback from all levels of management and the various lines of business. The HR business partners could give their input because they're most familiar with their lines of business and their key initiatives. So we kind of took that whole big approach to figure out what was most critical.
And we're talking to Heidi Bergeron, Employee Relations Manager at IDEX Laboratories. And we'll be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hey y'all, this is Stephen Cochran. As a country artist, I have traveled around this great country of ours, often meeting our brave men and women in uniform. And as a Marine and veteran of both the Iraq and Afghan conflict, I know how important it is to thank our troops who defend our freedom each and every day. One of the best ways to thank them is to give their children and spouses the gift of education. Scholarships for 2 years, 4 years, and vocational school. This is exactly what a national charity, Thanks USA, does. Please go to their website, www.thanksusa.org, to make a generous donation to the Thanks USA Scholarship Fund for the families of the troops, and I thank you.
And we're back with Heidi Bergeron, Employee Relations Manager from IDEX Labs. Heidi, thanks again for being on today.
Thank you, David.
Okay, so, you know, employee relations can at times be very challenging. certainly the function, as we talked about, deals with highly complex and, you know, maybe unusual situations that happen between people. And, you know, luckily we have a lot of people that work at IDEX, and I'm sure there are never any really challenging situations for you.
Never.
Never. Of course not. But one of the things that might be helpful for listeners out there is to talk about the process that you would go through in terms of dealing with a situation. So tell me a little bit about, let's say somebody brings an employee situation to you. Maybe it's somebody who feels they maybe been discriminated against in some way.
Okay.
Tell me what the process would be and just kind of lay it out there so we can have an understanding.
Okay. Our employee relations function does a lot of investigations. That's another key function. And so generally when someone comes forward with a complaint like that, we first have to gather as much information as possible from the person who's making the complaint. And then generally we check in with the HR business partner for the area to see what they may or may not know about the situation. And then we have to determine who needs to be interviewed in relation to the case. So it's kind of a step-by-step plan as far as figuring out the best way to approach the investigation, how we can do it as confidentially as possible, but also as thoroughly as possible so that we gather as much information as we need to make a determination.
You know, that comes up a lot, and certainly even in our practice at CMA, we get people who say, you know, how confidential is this?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we say that we are confidential to the point that we can be legally.
Right.
And so define that to me from what IDEX's stand is on that.
Yeah. You know, we say a similar statement because it's true. I mean, we do want to contain it as much as possible because, as we know with investigations, if you're having to ask everyone in the department about something, then it raises the rumor factor and, you know, can cause some poor group dynamics and that type of thing. So we try to contain it as much as possible. But we also have to let people know that, you know, there may be times when we do have to mention a name or something in order to be able to ask the right questions to people. But we do our best to handle things as confidentially as possible.
We're talking about the legal aspect of your job. How do you stay up to date on all the changes in the law and the regulations? We all know there are plenty.
Yeah, that's a big challenge for our employee relations group. That's, you know, certainly one of the key aspects of being an ER specialist is really being able to keep up on employment law. And so we do it in various ways. We try to go to as many seminars and workshops at our local law firms as we can. We also get a lot of publications, you know, through email and other ways as far as trying to keep up with the reading. You know, we do webinars, we go to, you know, various conferences and that type of thing. So it's just kind of a never-ending challenge, but it's kind of a fun challenge because there's so many laws that relate to the workplace, and they are ever-changing.
So I know IDEX just hired a new organizational development trainer. Tell me a little bit about what they're going to be doing, what that role is, and how that interacts with your department.
Yes, we did just recently hire an organizational development manager as well as a training manager as well. And so they're going to be working together as well as with the various lines of business and with our HR business partners and, of course, all the centers of excellence to determine what types of training is really needed. You know, we know part of what we learned through our engagement survey is that people want more training, and there is a need for more supervisory training. We know that through the various employee relations cases that we deal with, is that there really is a need out there. So it's kind of partnering with all of them to figure out what is needed most and how can we roll that out as quickly as possible, but also make sure that we're doing it the right way.
You know, you mentioned centers of excellence. You've actually mentioned it twice. And so tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, employee relations is considered a center of excellence at IDEX, as well as other specialty areas of HR, such as compensation, benefits, training, all of those areas that, you know, help with the HR business partners who kind of handle all aspects of HR. But then when they need some additional help in any one of those areas, we have our centers of excellence that can give maybe more in-depth information to them and more assistance to them when they're dealing with something in relation to one of those specialty areas.
Tell me what some of the greatest challenges you face in your function and maybe what you do to overcome them.
Okay. Yeah, there are many challenges, always many challenges. I'd say one of them, as I just mentioned briefly, was the lack of supervisory training. So we do have some supervisory training, but because we deal with so many ER cases that relate to employees maybe being disgruntled with their supervisors or feeling like their supervisors aren't managing them appropriately, that's one of our big challenges at IDEX. So we're definitely focusing in on the training by adding the additional resources in OD and L&D. So that would be one challenge that I can think of. Another one is trying to handle employee relations in a more proactive manner versus a reactive manner. So we haven't had a very large employee relations staff over the years. I was fortunate enough to just add another senior ER specialist in April. Very well qualified person who, it's amazing how much difference just one additional person can make. So, you know, there are times when all of us, you know, are kind of in reactive mode, you know, having to put out the fires that are coming up on a regular basis. But by adding a bit more to our staff, we're really trying to spend more time on the proactive measures like employee relations related training and tools that we can supply the HR business team as well as managers on how to handle employee issues more effectively.
Do you think that HR's role in not only IDEX but out there in the community has expanded over the last 5-10 years? Or do you think that it's kind of, you know, leveled off? Where do you see the trends in HR?
Yeah, I definitely feel that HR has expanded. Definitely, you know, as the old saying goes, more of a seat at the table. Definitely, we are more empowered to be more strategic with our lines of business and helping them with the more strategic decisions that need to be made to help make the company successful. You know, certainly there'll always be a transactional side of HR, and that's part of what our centers of excellence focus in on as well. We are looking at process improvement and workflow improvement all the time so that we can become more efficient at the transactional stuff so that we can have more time to work on the strategic initiatives. So I really see that as where HR has been going for a while now and will continue to go in the future.
You know, certainly the SHRM chapters and some of the local chapters or even the national chapters have grown in size over the years and certainly had more and more influence. How do you see those chapters as part of what you do on a maybe monthly, weekly basis?
We really use the resources. We use SHRM resources all the time when we're having to do research on various topics. And HRASM, I'm quite heavily involved with HRASM as far as trying to attend as many of those meetings as possible.
And that's Human Resources Southern Maine chapter, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Sorry, I'm going a little crazy with all my acronyms. But yeah, so, you know, having that local chapter that's you know, affiliated with SHRM and really is such a big group, you know, to be able to brainstorm with and that type of thing has really been useful, I would say, to HR at IDEX.
What do you like best about your job?
I like a lot of things about my job. I think what I like best is the challenge of it. So, you know, the ER function is definitely a very challenging function because we deal with some of the most complex cases. But at the same time, you know, I get a lot of gratification out of helping people through some of those really tough situations. You know, we've had many managers say the toughest part of their job is dealing with the people issues. And, you know, when we can consult on those cases and help them through those tough scenarios, it really gives us a sense of gratification. And we know that not only are we helping them, but we're helping the company to, you know, hopefully in a risk management perspective, as well as, you know, the culture and team dynamics and that type of thing.
Well, you know, it really is about the people, isn't it, at the end of the day? I mean, the emotion, especially when you're dealing with, you know, issues that are unique or challenging, yeah, or, you know, he said, she said, there is a lot of emotion in it. And how do you keep yourself grounded?
Yeah. You know, I think it comes with time and experience. I know when I first got into the employee relations specialty, there were many a night where I might lose a bit of sleep over some of the cases I was working on. But over time, you know, you with experience, you kind of learn or have more time to develop those skills and be able able to, like I mentioned earlier, kind of stay calm in all situations, because that helps not only yourself but everyone involved. And you know, you just realize that you have resources you can always go to. So if you don't always know the answer in the moment, you know that you can, you know, go to others and help find those answers for people.
Well, I know you work for IDEX, so you have to have a pet.
Yes. I sure do.
And what do you have?
I have a yellow lab, and I also have a kitty cat.
Okay. What's the name of the yellow lab?
Roxy.
Okay. How old?
She's 6.
And no trouble?
She's awesome.
And for cat lovers out there?
Yes, I love my cat, too. I'm a big cat lover. And, you know, my cats have always kind of been more one-person cats. They always know how much, how attached I am to them. So my cat kind of just sticks with me and kind of ignores everyone else in the family. But I kind of like that.
Do they allow pets in the offices?
They don't, actually. And that's more because we're a laboratory. So we really have to, you know, worry about certain things as far as making sure everything stays clean. And all that, but I'm sure many people would enjoy bringing their pets to work, but we're not quite able to do that at the work environment at IDEX.
Sure. Well, no, certainly can understand that. Well, thank you, Heidi. I appreciate you coming in today.
All right. Thanks for having me, David.
Absolutely. And we'll be back.